people who have been continually victims of racism in this country, and it's enough is enough. We want to eventually see serious policy changes that actually start dismantling the systemic racism. I also hope that with the protests and with more visibility, that more and more people will get on board to realize the human toll that has been taken with the racism in this country, and that we will each, especially speaking as a white American, that I will be more intentional in how I take my stands and how I speak out and speak up. But all of that is the hope to move toward dismantling the systems of racism that continually push black Americans down.
I had to do this, and like I said, did it for my grandkids, because I want them to be able to have the life that they deserve to be. Because at the end of the day, you cut, I cut. Well, your blood come out, it's coming out white skin, but it's red. And when it come out of mine, it's bright, but it's red. So guess what? We're the same. That's it. I mean, at the end of the day, and that's why they got a lot of it that's religious based and stuff and all, because God said what? We all equal. We all the same.
You know, out here to support, obviously, the organizers support this movement, and really, I think like a lot of people just want to see change. I think it's a great show of unity. I think it's a great show that people are aware. I think the awareness is at an all-time high, which it needs to be for the change that needs to take place. And, you know, we've got a lot of powerful testimonies that I think are going to drive this change.
My first ever racial encounter was in kindergarten. So ever since then, I've had to have those type of conversations with my family. And ever since I've seen any type of racial injustice or problems such as that, I've used my voice to raise awareness in my own community, because I do go to a predominantly white school, and I think that it's important for students of color to make sure that they're heard and make sure that they raise their voices, because it's very important everywhere. Keep protesting, keep yelling, keep screaming, keep your voices lifted, because the moment you get silent is the moment when people think it's over.